And now to the housing market, where millions of Americans have sunk billions of dollars of wealth. Rising interest rates mean mortgage payments are going up. That is bad for homeowners, and it's also bad for renters. According to the National Association of Realtors, rents will rise more than 5% this year. That's double last year's increase. David Luray is chief economist with the group, and he joins us now. And Mr. Luray, what is driving this increase?
Basically, when the residential marketplace cools, the mirror image is going to be the apartment marketplace. So that's got to heat up. So as people are saying, you know, I can't buy that house this year, that means they have to go somewhere else. They're going to be renting. So you're increasing the demand for renting. And if you increase demand for rentals, something has to give, and that's prices. And prices happen to be rent.
And are there other factors? I've read that there were a lot of condo conversions recently, which have also taken rental apartments off the market.
Oh, most definitely. Condo conversions represented, I think, about 35% of all multifamily buildings sold in 2005. So certainly the less condo conversions we're having, it is taking some of the properties off the market. Supply is down, demand is up. Again, something has to give, and you're going to have higher rents.
But if the housing market is cooling and prices are dropping, won't that mean that more renters will now be able to buy houses, thereby vacating their apartments and putting more supply on the market?
We're in a transitioning marketplace. So right now, even though the housing markets are cooling, prices are not dropping significantly at all in most of the nation's housing markets. So the renter's getting stuck. The renter now is being faced with greater demand for rentals because people are postponing purchasing properties to own. So the renters are paying higher rents. Eventually, as these markets complete the transition, if in some of these hot markets prices begin to soften, affordability begins to improve, and renters hopefully can get back into the buying marketplace and buy.
But on the other hand, if prices begin to soften, then landlords might have to raise the rents.
Well, when prices soften, landlords have to make up the money somewhere if the demand is there. Right now, the demand is there to rent because people are not buying, and the landlord can raise their rents in order to offset the loss in value of their property.
Where is it the worst place to be a renter these days?
All of the major cities right now are real tough because rents are going up a good deal. So, D.C., San Francisco, L.A., all the major big cities, you're getting less supply, greater demand. That's exerting upward pressure on rents.
So where are these people supposed to go? They can't rent? They can't buy?
You know, I think the biggest problem we have in both the home ownership marketplace and the rental marketplace is lack of affordable houses and rental units. It's a workforce housing problem. People that work in the city can't find affordable property, whether they're going to buy or rent. It's very difficult. That's, in my opinion, the number one problem in the U.S. housing markets today.
David Luray is an economist with the National Association of Realtors. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.